الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam till the last person that will come on this earth, on this world, each of us, we will always have that we experience grief, and some moments will experience happiness. That is the nature of this world. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world. It is not possible that a person will always have the moments of happiness. It's not possible. Similarly, it's not possible that he will always have moments of grief. We all experience this, we all see this every day, day in, day out. That after a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a couple of years of happiness, that changes to grief and discomfort for a little while, and then back again. So it keeps on changing it. It's not the same. So we need to firstly keep this in our minds, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world in this way. We will not find anyone that will ever say that all my desires have been fulfilled. Never ever. Why? Why is it like that? It's because the way Allah has created this world has not meant to fulfill our desire. This place, this world is not a place to fulfill our desire. We need to firstly keep this in our mind every time. You know, many times we know this, but when it comes to our practical day-to-day lives, we tend to forget that why am I getting these sort of, you know, discomfort? Why am I getting these sort of, you know, a grief and all so on and so forth? So we need to always remember that this world has not meant, Allah has not made this world where we will be able to fulfill all our desires. It's not meant to be. The place where we will all fulfill our desire is Jannah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah. But in this world, we will see happiness and grief. We will see comfort and discomfort both. Now the question comes to our mind that why did Allah create this world in such a way? Obviously there are many, many wisdoms. Remember, whatever Allah does, there is wisdom in it, there is hikmah. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكم. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, there is wisdom in it. Right? There is wisdom. Many a times we do not understand, and sometimes we do understand what's the wisdom. Obviously, out of many, many wisdoms, one of the wisdom that we can understand is that the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world combination of grief and happiness is a reminder and a sample before the day of the hereafter, before the akhirah. How is it that? See, you know, when a person in this world goes through discomfort, he's facing hard times, difficult times, discomfort, then that is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you cannot bear this temporary hardship, and it's so difficult for you to bear this temporary hardship of this world where you also know that this is going to end one day. When you cannot bear this temporary hardship and discomfort of this dunya, then just imagine the discomfort of Jahannam, of the hellfire. This is a reminder, a sample for all of us. In a similar manner, when we get very excited, we get very happy, you know, something is going on, mashallah, we're very, very, very excited. Good news, we receive good news, everything is going according to our plans. We're very excited, we're very happy. It's a reminder as well that when this temporary happiness gives us so much of happiness and excitement, then just imagine the ni'mah and the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us in Jannah. How will that be? How much of comfort and how much of joy we will have, and you know, the happiness and the lutf we can take out from the ni'mah of Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. So all of this that we're facing in this world, remember, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will get both happiness and grief. Now, you know, when a person goes through difficult times, hard times, then we need to remember that like how difficult time is a test from Allah, in a similar manner, days of happiness is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some happiness, that is also the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now today, inshallah, just in a brief time, we'll try and understand that what we should be doing as a believer, what is our duty, what is our responsibility when we are afflicted with any hardship or when we get some sort of happiness, what we need to do. So firstly, we need to understand that if a person is going through difficult times, hard times, right, moments of grief, discomfort, then it's not always the case that this person is being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not always the case. You know, many a times we are very, very quick in judging somebody else, right? For example, if we see someone in difficulty, right, what do we say? Oh, you know, because of his sin, he's going through all of this. Because of his sin, he's committing so many sins, that's why he's going through all of this, what he's going through. But we need to remember, not always a person, whenever he goes through difficult times, it's not always because of his sin Allah is punishing. That's not always the case. It could be, but it's not always the case. So that's why, you know, unfortunately, many a times we also hear this comment, and you know, we tend to do this as well sometimes. If a person is going through difficult times, we are very, very quick in judging. Oh, you know, he's committing this sin, that's why Allah is punishing him. No. We should not be judging anybody. We don't know how, you know, we don't know the difficulty that he's going through. What is it because? Right? What's the reason behind it? So whenever somebody is going through difficulties, remember one thing. You can categorize that person into one of the three categories. One is that if a person goes through difficult times, and if he starts complaining on it, he's complaining, oh, why am I getting this difficulty? Do I deserve this? And na'udhu billah, you know, he's complaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why am I afflicted with this difficulty? If that is the case, then that's the sign that this difficulty is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person complains on it. That's the first category. We should all protect, we should all, you know, stay away from this first category. Number two, which majority of us, we fall into the second category, which is that when we are going through some difficulty, then, you know, we don't tend to complain. We don't say, oh, why Allah has afflicted this on me? But generally, what do we say? We say, oh, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll bear patience on it. I'll do sabr on it. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. What's best for me? So that is why I'll just do sabr on this. If that is the case, then that difficulty, it's not a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a source of our sins getting forgiven in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving our sins. Why? Because of our sabr and patience that we're bearing on it. And thirdly, which we should all aim towards, is the person who is wali of Allah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not complain. And when he is afflicted with any difficulty, he says this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bears patience on it. And thirdly, he goes a step beyond, wherein he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the other ni'mah that he is enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could be, for example, you know, if we are afflicted with, let's just say for financially, right? Financially, a person is going through difficult times. Yeah, it's difficulty. He's bearing patience on it. But at the same time, he is showing gratitude to Allah. Why? Because Allah has given me good health. If a person is going through, you know, health issues, he's got money, for example. You know, so if we look into our lives, whatever difficulty we've got, that could only be few difficulties. You know, it would be easy for us to count on our fingertips, right? If somebody asks us, you know, what are the difficulties that you're facing in your life? It would be easy for us to count it on our fingertips. All right, we'll say, oh, that's it. But when it comes to the ni'mah and the, you know, the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that is countless. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If we were to count the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to do so. The ni'mah of Allah is countless. But when it comes to difficulties, it's only limited. But many a times we, you know, we start complaining and we say, oh, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing me? Why has this afflicted me? Nope. We should never ever complain. We bear patience on it, and then we seek reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always remember one thing. This life, this world, as we've mentioned earlier, we will never have the same time always. It will be moments of grief, it will be moments of happiness. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. I'll just end upon one or two incidents. Do you know, I think I've mentioned this earlier as well. See, as we've mentioned that, like, how difficulty is a test from Allah, in a similar manner, you know, ni'mah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah that we are enjoying, this is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be showing gratitude to Allah, doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, once he had a very beautiful thought when he was showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all know that when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So say, I'm doing shukr of Allah, right? I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. This is also the tawfiq of Allah. Now on that tawfiq, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam thought that, you know, this tawfiq that which I got from Allah, that needs shukr as well. I need to do shukr on that tawfiq as well. So he did shukr on that tawfiq. And then he thought, oh, I need to do shukr again. So it's a continuous cycle that is not going to end. So this was, you know, an amazing thought that he got in his mind that, oh Allah, how can I even show gratitude to you when, you know, when I'm showing that gratitude, that is a tawfiq from you, Allah. Without your tawfiq, I cannot do your shukr. So how am I supposed to do your shukr, oh Allah? So when he mentioned this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously he's a prophet, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down wahi on Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that this thought, when you get in your mind that I am not able to do your shukr, oh Allah, in a way that I should do, that is itself shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is itself sugar. That is why, you know, what do we say? لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Oh Allah, I am not capable of doing shukr of yours, oh Allah. You are as you've praised yourself, oh Allah. So you know the ni'mah that we're enjoying, this is also a ni'mah from Allah, a ni'mah, and this is also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we are showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to act upon what's being mentioned. And you know, we all know there are so many people in the world getting oppressed. Yeah, we see, unfortunately, you know, wars and discomfort and so many other things going on. As a believer, we need to remember one thing, that we should try our level best to do whatever we can. Trying our level best. Without pointing fingers at somebody else. Oh, he's not doing this. Oh, they are not doing this. They are not doing this. I should ask myself what I need to do. What I can do for them. Remember, there is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the nearest meaning, that all the believers are like a human body, one body. If one person feels the pain, everyone should feel the pain as well. Like one part of the body feels the pain, the whole body becomes restless. We should, you know, if we do not even feel the pain, there is something wrong in our iman. Something wrong in our iman. Just one incident, and I'll end upon that. You know, Sirri Saqati rahimahullah. Sirri Saqati was one of the very pious scholar and wali of Allah, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned about him that, you know, the place where he used to live, once what happened was all the shops in the market got burned. All the shops in the market got burned, except for one shop. And that was the very same shop in which his investment was. Sirri Saqati rahimahullah. So all the other shops got burned, and it was the only one shop that was protected from that fire. So when this news reached him, that if all the other shops have burned down, it's only your shop that is remaining and that has been protected. What would a Muslim say? A Muslim would generally say, Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said the same as well, Alhamdulillah. And then later on he realized that, oh, I thanked Allah, I was happy that my shop was protected, but I did not think about the other shops that were burnt. I did not had concern for the other shopkeepers and the other shops that got burnt. So he says that after this incident, 30 years down the line, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he said, Alhamdulillah, at the wrong place. And he was showing that gratitude to Allah, whereas he should be concerned about the other shops that got burned. This was the level of feeling for others. Feeling for others. You know, whatever others are going through, we need to have, you know, that's the least that we should have. And if a believer does not even feel for those who are being oppressed, then there is something wrong in our iman. So we make dua for all those who are being oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of them afiyah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a couple of minutes for sunnats, and then we'll start our khutbah inshallah.